This is Genoa.
This is Yusuf.
This is In Flight Entertainment.
The Quarantine Edition. Hello out there in podcast land. hope everyone is staying safe. Hope everyone is maintaining the physical distancing, washing those hands, putting the mask on, reaching out to all of your friends, loved ones, making sure everyone is safe and sound throughout this madness we call a pandemic. How's things going your way, Genoa?
Yes. Everything's good over here. I am continuing my social distancing from everyone except for the animals at the house. And we are now going on 4 months that I haven't traveled, so that is very strange.
Yes.
Actually, it's only been 3 months. Like, I've lost track. Maybe it's only been 3 months I haven't traveled, but it feels a lot longer.
Okay, so we're in late May. And when was
March 8th was my last trip.
Okay. March 8th. Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
Damn you, pandemic.
So this week is, I believe we are right after Memorial Day. So happy summer, everyone.
Yeah, if there is one.
We have a shadow theme this week. So today we are exploring the 2018 movie called Shadow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then later this week we are doing the throwback, The Shadow.
Yes, The Shadow. Yeah, so I hope you guys are ready to get into some shadowing, because this is what we're doing. All right. So this film is directed by, let me pronounce his name right, Yimou Zhang. Yes. Now, Yimou Zhang, I don't know if people watch, you know, foreign films, anything like that, but his the films that stood out and crossed over to American audiences were Hero, starred Jet Li, House of Flying Daggers. Those are his two like main crossover films, like U.S. films that people would know about, pretty much the American audiences would know about. And he came out with The Great Wall in 2016 with Matt Damon. So take that as you may.
I didn't realize he did that.
Yeah. I mean, but one thing you can say about The Great Wall, it looked amazing. Like, that's what his movies look just off the wall, just beautiful.
Yes, I actually told my team at work that on one of my conference calls this week that I like to put his movies on in the background because the cinematography is just so beautiful that it's nice visual eye candy to have during the day and we've on calls all day long.
Agreed. Yeah, you can freeze frame like all of his shot compositions and just, you know, put it up on the wall. It's like, oh, wow, is that a painting? Like, no, actually, that's just a movie.
Yeah.
So
for people that aren't familiar with his stuff, if you liked, what is it, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, or Hidden Dragon, Crouching Tiger, I would get those reversed.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
But if you like that type of, if you like that type of style of film, this is definitely something you should explore.
Yeah, totally. And what is the plot of this particular film?
Okay. I'm going to read the IMDb plot very quickly. IMDb doesn't even have a short plot on there. But basically, Just go to Wikipedia. No, joking. Okay. The plot is the kingdom of Pei lost the important city of Jingzhou to the kingdom of Yang after two colonels, Commander Zhao and Commander Yang Kang fought. And so the kingdom of Pei, their commander got defeated in this battle, and he got a really bad wound that really hurt him. And the other commander from Yang believed that they had actually mortally wounded him, so they would never come back and fight. So it was a year later, and the king of Pei is like this cowardly lion type of dude, and he has a sister, and the commander now has gone to the kingdom of Yang and said, "I re-challenge Yang Kang."
Well,
basically, leading up to that final duel to win back the city of Jingzhou. Yes.
All right. Okay, everybody.
But there's a secret going on.
Yeah.
Right. So that's basically like the idea that you have going into the movie. But what happens is that we learn probably 30 minutes into the movie. The Commander Zhao, I'm sure I'm saying his name wrong, actually has a double, a shadow. So for anyone that has seen, so if you've seen The Prestige, hopefully, spoiler alert, I'm not giving anything away, where the magician is actually a twin. So basically in shadow, without the... Commander Zhao, when he was a young child, his father basically took a street urchin off the street and had been molding this other person to be Commander's stand-in in case he is ever in a situation where he might get injured, that he has someone that can immediately step in and play his role.
Right. Yeah, a doppelganger, if you will.
Yes. Except it's not an evil doppelganger.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's like the gist of the chess pieces of character in this film. Yeah. And it's funny how actually in the director, he have a knack for integrating, these characters and these secrets and these longings, these desires, these legacies and these the tyrannous regimes to overthrow. It's definitely always a running theme, with his films and things like that. So, but that's how it is, I guess, back then in that time of, kingdoms and stuff like that. Yes.
Or it's just make believe.
Yeah, that too. Well, you gotta have drama. Yeah, well. yeah.
So only Zhao and his wife, XOA. I don't know how to say her name.
Yeah.
It's XIAOAI, whatever. Only the commander and his wife are aware that there's this shadow. And the shadow has actually been playing the commander's position for a year now after he was injured in the duel. And so for the past year, the shadow has been training in order to re-fight this duel. And this is where we have a really nice, beautiful scene. It takes place in the shadow or in a dark cave. Mm-hmm. And the floor is all laid out in a yang-yang type of diagram. Mm-hmm. And they realize that they've been trying to fight basically hard against hard, and you're never going to beat hard against hard. And that in order to break hard, sometimes you have to go soft. Mm-hmm. And so that's when the commander's wife comes in to teach the shadow how to fight using softness versus hardness.
Right. Yeah. And so she introduced this fighting style that incorporates an umbrella instead of a sword. Definitely two different, you know.
What is that? Yeah, but he was always going to use the umbrella because the umbrella is part of the Kingdom of Pi weapon of choice. And it's not like a normal umbrella that we think of. It's an umbrella that's created of like multiple swords layered on top of each other in a circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Protect.
Right. Yeah. And so.
And when you like spin it around.
Yeah, it's daggers. Yeah. Daggers fly out. Yeah. Which is pretty cool. Yeah. It is cool. Yeah. And so, like you were saying, like, there's such a like beautifully shot. Yeah, you know, sequence where she's teaching Grander. It's like, okay, get behind me, you know, follow my moves, you know, emulate my grace as I counter and attack at the same time. You know, like, you know, and that was, yeah, it was really cool. You know, how she was showing him and he was behind her, you know, stepping to the side and, you know, moving back and, you know, coming in, pivoting, you know, spinning the umbrella. And that was a dope scene. That was pretty cool.
Right. So we also learned that the Cowardly King has a sister, and the Cowardly King is very upset that the commander has gone off to suggest a second duel to win back the city. And he goes to the Kingdom of Yang and says, I have a better idea. How about the Prince of the Kingdom of Yang marry my sister and we'll join our kingdoms rather than continue to fight?
Right.
And the Kingdom of Yang comes back and says, I don't want to marry the sister. I just want her as a concubine. And the sister the princess is insulted by this. But this is where we start to find out that she thinks that her brother is a waste of space, and she's going to devise her own plan in order to get back at the command, back at the Kingdom of Yang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was a very well laid plan at that. And so what the king was, that before, like, the king was like suspected something was happening before the war happened or started jumping off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was before. So the second in charge, the commander gets fired from his job, basically, for agreeing to this duel. And the second in charge is put in charge of the army, but he doesn't agree with what the prince plans. So he also quits the army. And the commander reveals himself to his second in charge, saying, you've been working with my shadow all this time. I have a army of outlaws hiding in the woods that I want you to train so that we can take the city of
Zhao, right. Yeah. Yeah. And so now all of the chess pieces are moving into their respective positions to try to checkmate. And so this brings, I know we're skipping ahead, but we're like at the outside of the king. It's kind of like a mountaintop almost, but not quite like a mountaintop, that there's like a bamboo platform that you would duel, I guess, two representatives of the kingdom would kind of do their duel, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so So what up? So both of them, so pretty much it's like a whole standoff. They're about to do their thing. And I think what you have like three rounds or five rounds or something like that. Like,
cause you have three rounds.
Three rounds.
Not necessarily to the death.
No.
It's like, sword fighting fencing.
Right.
It's like fencing that you have to hit your partner three times or your opponent three times. And if you do, you win.
Right.
And so they go three rounds, and the commander from Yang is one, basically.
Mm-hmm.
He hit the commander twice. And the commander notices that the flag still has not come down on the city, the kingdom that they're trying to win. So he says, let's fight to the death.
Right.
So they go another two more rounds. And while all of this is going on, the platform that they're doing the fighting on actually smuggled in the entire army of the Tay Kingdom
mm-hmm.
to go in and take down the soldiers of the Yang Kingdom.
Exactly. Yeah, that's when stuff started getting... Yeah, and there's that shot when, and I was like, oh, this is such a clever scene. How, you know, I guess the city or whatever, like, this is kind of mountainside, it's an incline, it's like, it's there, like, very, they're sloped areas. And so they flip the umbrella upwards, they sit on it, they use it as a sled to kind of slide down like the slope, and they taking out people that's kind of guarded up high or on like kind of watchtower, so to say. Yeah. And so as they slide down, they're spinning their other umbrella daggers and hitting people on the watchtowers as they sliding down. I'm like, this is a really cool scene. Like, gotta give props to that.
Yeah, agreed. So the Kingdom of Pei, they win. While all this fighting is going on, we actually find out that the Princess of Pei has disguised herself as one of these soldiers and gone in to fight. And she ends up killing the Prince of the Kingdom of Yang in order to win the flag back for the city of Jingzhou. And there's a nice little comment about, he's like, why did you do this? And she goes, because you wanted me to be your concubine.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little fuck you moment there.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, he got the best of her. She died, right? She perished.
Yeah.
But I forgot the other guy got the best of the other dude that killed her and killed him. So pretty much they took the kingdom. Everything is great. So we see now we're going to get back to more of like the kind of like the secrets, you know, behind the door, so to speak, with, you know, the power struggle, you know, which lead us
The commander has told the shadow that if he wins this duel, that he will be free. But the commander is a sneaky little SOB and never planned on setting him free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And that's when things started. I'll call it the last scene is if the usual suspects did a scene in this time period and this particular, you know, with kingdoms and all that stuff and like the switcheroo and you think it's that person, but it really wasn't, like, it would be this movie. It would be the last 20 minutes of this film. Because like, that's when all the revelations start coming up. That's when all the betrayals are exposed. And that's like kind of all the chips start falling, like, you know, last 20 minutes of the film, like, what a power that I would the power shift the power shifts shifts begin and the revelations start happening and all the was it and it's time to pay the piper for all of stuff that happened before and retributions and all any name you can throw up. It was in the last 20 minutes of this film.
Yeah, it's like Usual Suspects make Hamlet, sort of.
Oh, yes. Good call. Yes.
I mean, this guy's shadow is basically his entire life. He's been kept in a cave and not allowed to socialize or have his own life. And just finally promised it, and he was thrown under the bus. And so, Of course, all these things are going to happen.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, and like I said, I don't want to get too much away because I will, you know, advise people to check it out because, you know, it had twists in it. Like we've definitely being vague about exactly like what was happening to who in the last 20 minutes of the movie. But, you know, it was definitely like, you know, character payoffs and things like that. But yeah.
Well, I also feel like that last scene that depending on your personal point of view on each of the characters.
Yeah.
You could walk out of that scene feeling
what?
We could either be on the commander's side or the shadow or the king's side.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it definitely, you know, raises like their motivations and their end games is like, well, you know, I think he was more in the right and I kind of understand why this person did this. Yeah, you're right. It's like the pendulum can swing either way based off of who you gravitated towards as far as characters in this film.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So also for everyone wondering, this is a movie that requires reading. It does, unless you speak Mandarin.
Yes.
It does have subtitles. So the great thing about this is that if you have kids, you can make them watch it with you. And it is a reading class that they get 2 hours of reading credit for reading all the subtitles during the movie.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because, yeah, they fly by. Yeah, fast. Yeah. Sometimes I have to, like, go back a couple of, like, frames and be like, hold on, like, oh, man, that sentence flew a little too quick for me. But still, you're right. You're definitely right. Yeah, if they can get through this movie, the subtitles, yeah, they definitely get credit, extra credit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So you want to break? Huh? Go ahead.
Yeah. Our rating system is ass on the sofa. It's good. Stay home. Watch it. Put in on your shoes. You're not sure if you should hang out with a family further or run out and expose yourself to the virus or go out into the real world and leave your mask at home. This movie sucks.
Exactly. All right. So what do you give it?
I give it ass on the sofa.
Okay.
It's absolutely beautiful. It's an intriguing story. The story reminds me of like what you might get from a Shakespeare novel.
Mm-hmm.
Play. Shakespeare yeah. didn't write novels, he wrote plays. it's beautiful to watch. I mean, all of the acting and fighting is just amazing. The music, I would have to say that my one...
I think I know where you're about to go.
Nice and peaceful. If I was traveling, this is not an airplane movie because I had to take a break in the middle of it and take a nap because it put me to sleep. It was so soothing.
Oh, the music, yeah. I give it a butt on couch, good. But I would say that out of the movies he'd done, like I mean, like I said, and this says so much about the director. If I think this is the lesser of his films, like that means that this director is like amazing. And this movie is good. Yeah, but like I said, compared to A House of Flying Daggers and Hero, I mean, this is it's a little lesser of the others, but I'm not taking anything away from this movie being good. I would definitely suggest this film. See this movie. It's really good. Like you were saying, cinematography is amazing. Mostly all the shots look like, you know, a portrait, you know, you could put on the wall. The fight scenes are, you know, amazing. So, but yeah, definitely. So two butts on the couch. Definitely check Shadow out. Is it on net? It's on Netflix, right?
It's on Netflix. Yeah.
Yeah.
Netflix has right now an amazing selection of movies like this that I would highly recommend diving into any of them. The sequel to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon is on there. I watched that yesterday.
Yeah, it was right good. Yeah,
watching this.
Yeah, that's the one with Donnie Yen. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, and that's actually, you can actually get that in English. I think it's dubbed over in English, but it's done really nicely, so you don't necessarily notice it.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely a decent sequel. I mean, just approach the second one as more of a standalone with characters bridged over from the first one, but don't compare it to the first one. Like you'll be disappointed. Like it's a good follow up. Oh, yeah. It's a good follow up. It's a really good follow up, though.
Agreed.
Yes. cool. Well, there you have it, guys. Shadow. That's our first shadow of two shadows. While Genoa have a shadow in cat form at home chilling. it's shadows right. Everywhere.
I've been watching American Gods, which one of their characters. Name is Shadow. Also. Yep,
that's true. That's true. Man, you just wrapped up in shadows, aren't you?
Apparently.
Cool, guys. Well, there you have it. So, stay safe out there, and until Thursday, we wish everyone safe physical distancing and
peace.